right up next, we have The Shadows. First Shadow is Joy Sittler with Cigarettes and Microgreens.
The doctors warned me not to do it. The doctors told me all the risks, but I was really going through it, and I just had to take a hit.
And this is by far the best song of the round, by far, by far, by far. And just like the Alleviators song, this went right onto my playlist. The lyrics are super relatable. We all have fraught relationships with our various appetites, and these are presented in just a really compelling way. The rhyme scheme and the cadence is mesmerizing, and I really love the whole arrangement. I think this would win if this was competing in this round. And now, having said all of that, I think the bass it somehow almost goes away during the chorus, which is a shame. But I love the song anyway, and I think it's just awesome.
Yeah, I like this song a lot too. I like crunchy guitar riffs. So right off the top, that kind of driving crunchy guitar, I think sounds really good. I feel like this is kind of indie emo rock, I want to say, post-hardcore 90s emo rock. I'm here for it. This reminds me a little bit of like bands like Jawbreaker or Knapsack, you know, bands that rock with emotion, and I'm into it. I also really like the contrast between something that feels really good but is terrible for you, cigarettes, and something that feels really terrible but is good for you, microgreens. And you know, I was reading Szymanski's reviews on the Songfight forums, and he hasn't quite gotten around to The Shadows yet, but he did mention that he doesn't like it when songs have an inconsistent rhyme scheme from verse to verse, because he thinks it makes it feel disjointed. And I didn't have that opinion at all in this song. I noticed that at the start, it was this tight ABAB rhyme scheme in the first verse that kind of hooks you into the song. And I feel like that gets your attention right away. I think our ears, they love ABAB because it's both predictable and fresh at the same time. As you get a new B, it's different, but then it comes back and the A rhymes with the old A and it's predictable. You know, we're used to it. It's been a popular thing since Shakespeare. But, you know, later verses, they don't stick to that strict ABAB form. And I think that's fine. I don't think most listeners would even clock that the rhyme scheme changed from verse to verse. I also love me some harmonized lead guitars at the end, so I'm totally a sucker for that. Good job, Joy. I think you killed it on this one.
Thanks. I certainly did my best. I will say, I don't consider the first section and the sections that come after the next two choruses to be the same at all.
Oh, okay.
I think of them completely different formally, where the first section is meant to be more of an intro than a verse, and then the intro is then referenced in the lead guitar lines later. And that's why I went with a completely different rhyme scheme, and why the melody's different and why the rhythms are different. I also kind of laughed my ass off the whole time I was recording the lead guitars, because I was like, this sounds like the Eagles, and it's in a Midwest emo song.
Oh, you can't go wrong with harmonized lead guitars, though. It just sounds so good.
Thanks.
Yeah. I want to talk about that rhyme scheme stuff, because...
Yeah, go for it.
I remember, like, Micah also negged us about that. I think that is all wrong. I think that we have repeatedly done sort of stuff that has messed with the rhyme scheme, changed the rhyme scheme mid-song, or just sort of did something. And I love that, and I love doing that. Partly because it flips your mind a little bit. So it's like, if you're expecting ABCB, ABCB, and maybe that's how you did the first verse, and then, you know, the next time around it goes ABCC or something like that, then it still rhymes, and you still get that, you know, that click in your brain. You still get those synapses firing. You know, it still gets that, but it's also got this extra little surprise where you weren't expecting. You were expecting ABCB again, but instead you get the ABCC, and it's recent enough that you're still clocking the double C.
Yeah.
And I think, and it, that's just one sort of example, but we've done it in different ways throughout kind of Jerkatorium's thing.
Yeah. I mean, subverting expectations, I think, is always a good idea. Like, I mean, you don't want to do it to death, but it doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
I think there was a study done at one point. I can't remember my source. I'm so sorry. I can't cite it here. But I read something that the thing that makes music good from a subjective point to listeners, according to a certain survey, is subversion of expectations in a positive way. And that is literally the thing that determines whether a listener likes a song or doesn't like the song. They were asked separate questions, and that was what their data came up with, is positive responses had a positive correlation with positive subversion of expectations.
That's like what humor is. That's what jokes are.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you can't, your brain clicks on to something that was unexpected and or, yeah, it's unexpected but still related somehow.
I think there's some neuroscience that shows your brain like dumps dopamine into your system or something when you get something unsurprising or unexpected or novel.